Last year, we both participated in a mini mock trial called Bales. And I'm just wondering if you could talk about what the scenario or the packet was that we got for doing that mock trial.
There was this person who had allegedly beat someone. And so there's a prosecution team that is obviously trying to prosecute him for this crime. Him or her, the packet is purposely ambiguous in terms of all the characters in it. And then there's the defense side who obviously is defending this individual. The supposed perp and the people they associated with spoke Spanish. And so there is a lot of freedom for interpreting that however the fake attorneys or fake witnesses wanted.
I decided to sign up to be a witness. I was Sam or Sammy. One of the things that brought us together was me being that witness and how I was interpreting and portraying Sammy.
I was a prosecutor, and your team did really well and ended up in the final.
Yes, we did. At the final night of the Bales competition, you're seeing the two teams who've done the best job. What did you see in that final competition?
So in the defense opening statement, they were like, you might think the defendant is guilty. He has a history of gang membership and he has a history of violence and he speaks Spanish better than English, but he's not guilty. And that immediately made me feel like, that's an odd thing to say as a reason for why he would be more likely to be guilty. And I kind of looked around and no one really reacted and kind of felt uncomfortable, but sort of moved on. And then as the trial went on, the witnesses were examined and cross-examined. You're in the prosecution team. When you went up as Sam, you know, we both have really curly hair, but your hair was kind of teased to bigger than usual.
It was.
And you were wearing a lot of makeup and you had these hoop earrings. When you started talking, you had this, I guess we could call it an accent.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That was actually familiar to me. It sounded a lot like the Miami accent. And you were sort of sprinkling your conversation with words in Spanish. The sort of implication was that you were Latina. And this character in particular is like not super trustworthy.
Right. They had done drugs, lived at their parents' house, and I think like didn't have a job.
Yeah. And so that was all sort of purposely done by the packet that this was a not very reliable witness. But I was more concerned about this racial portrayal, knowing that you're not Latina. And then looked around and just like earlier, no one reacted. And that was a little bit disconcerting to me.
What did you do after that?
So I immediately commented to the friends that I was there with and was like, hey, did you see this happen? This made me really uncomfortable. And their reaction was uniformly, did you really see that? Is that really what Liz was doing? And so that made me really upset because I started to feel a little bit gaslighted by the people I spoke to. You know, I was upset that someone was trying to make me doubt what I had seen and heard. And the fact that I didn't really hear anyone else reacting did kind of make me feel like, well, maybe I didn't see this. That was very frustrating. And then later in the night, they're giving out awards, and you did end up getting an award for your performance. It wasn't you. It was other people's reactions. So there was this practitioner who is this white man, and he's an actual criminal attorney. And he's really praising you for your performance.
That was the judge, right?
Yeah. Because we should say that this is judged by actual practitioners and members of the real trial team. And so as the night went on, I just felt crazier and crazier because of all the reactions I was seeing. And I was very conflicted about whether or not I should talk to you because it was very clear to me that you were not being malicious, that you were doing what you were supposed to do in the context of the competition, which is really play up a character, which clearly was rewarded because that's what they want everyone in the competition to do. But because so many people had had this, it's not a big deal or this didn't happen reaction, I really did feel like I needed to make it a bigger deal. And I also felt like that wouldn't have been entirely fair to do if I hadn't gotten you involved.
What were you hoping would come out of a conversation with me about my portrayal of this person? What did you anticipate would happen?
I think my hope was just for you to say, oh, I realize what you're saying, like very minimum expectation. And I was very nervous about it because we do have a lot of friends in common, but we certainly had never had a one-on-one conversation. And so I thought it was very possible that you could be very defensive or very upset, but I was hoping to have something positive come out of it. I also saw it as giving you an opportunity to be your best self, which you absolutely did. And I'm really, really grateful for that.
We went onto this little patio that's outside the cafe at the law school. I think we just like sat down on one of the wooden benches.
Yeah.
And then I think you led it. You led the charge.
I was like, hey, can we talk for a minute?
And I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so I was like, this is what happened. And I was very upset. And here's why. I was talking to you about bails, but I was also trying to say, this is not a Liz problem. This is a bigger institutional problem, not just in our law school, which it certainly is, but also in this profession that we're both entering.
Yeah.
One of the stats that I gave to you was that fewer than 5% of attorneys are Latinx, which is just mind-blowing. I just was trying to convey that I knew that you didn't have any bad intentions. And also, I have been there too, you know, and it happens and it's okay as long as we learn and grow from those situations.
I do remember you saying we all have blind spots. And I think this is just one of yours because I dressed in a way that I don't normally dress. I put on makeup that I don't normally put on because I was trying to play this part. And in my mind, I was playing the part in the packet. And it didn't even occur to me that it would hurt anybody because I just didn't think of it. So I felt disappointed with myself and really mad at myself for not having been more sensitive and having missed such a big thing. Like, this is offensive. But you didn't accuse me of being hateful. And that just meant so much to me. I think I like started crying pretty quickly. And I knew you weren't trying to make me feel bad too, which I really appreciated and still appreciate. How did you feel about the outcome of our conversation?
I was immediately relieved that you didn't instantly hate me or get mad. But you talked a lot about you realized you had made a mistake, but why you didn't think so at the time. And I really appreciated that because you weren't trying to make any kind of excuse, but you were still giving me your perspective. The fact that we had a conversation about these larger issues, about the racism lives here too, and about the statistics in our profession was so much more than I could have hoped for.
Yeah. Also, though, I think it was that you were very compassionate when you were talking to me. So it's hard to get angry or like feel defensive when someone's coming to you honestly and saying, this is how you being a witness impacted me.
Yeah, and I definitely don't think that I was ever angry at you, which is kind of funny because I was very angry at a lot of people involved, but not at you. And one of the things that came out of that conversation that I really appreciated was that you said, talk to anyone that you need to talk to, and it's okay for you to tell the story.
Yeah.
Which is what ended up happening. So shortly after our conversation, which made me feel really great, I noticed that some people were still kind of joking about that character.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to have a birthday party.
Yeah. And someone asked you like, oh, is Sammy going to be at your birthday? You know, sort of asking like, are you going to play this character?
Yes. I was on Facebook. Is Sammy going to be there? And I was horrified.
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely not.
So then I was like, okay, obviously Liz gets it and that's great, but other people don't.
Yeah.
I felt like there was still a need to pursue it. I talked to a lot of people, including the faculty director of Bales, who was very happy to have these conversations. And I talked to other trial team members, and I appreciated that you were so open as well to talking about it.
It was a positive experience overall. I think it goes without saying that it underscored some of the bigger problems in law schools around the country, institutions, and how we handled race and cultural sensitivity, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that sometimes it's on students to tell people what's up.
I definitely always hold you up as a model about how to react in these situations. I was writing these like angry emails to school administrators. I would often write, if Liz could have such a positive reaction and she was the one most in the position to be defensive and not take this fall, and she has been the one who has helped me the most and has handled this the best, like, why can't you as an institution? And so it's been really great to be able to point to you and say, hey, if Liz can do this
anytime.
Yeah.